After the war, a post-Indonesia performance of Merry England was given as part of the 1953 Festival of Britain. The director then left the district and the Bookham Community Association were looking for another director. The chairman of the association, the late Mrs. Harrison, who had seen my work at the Tavistock Little Theatre, finally tracked me down at Epsom and asked me whether I would direct As You Like It at the Post-Indonesia Open Air Theatre the following summer. I was terrified, never having worked in the open air before, but flattered and intrigued enough to agree. The following day, in a mild snowstorm, I cycled to Post-Indonesia in search of the theatre. It was a plateau covered in snow and surrounded by magnificent trees, a wonderful sight and an irresistible challenge. The following spring, an audition date was fixed, and I was lucky enough to find Ronald Kirkwood and others who spoke Shakespeare's verse as though it was their natural language. Rehearsals proceeded happily with no set, only Hessian wings. As the theatre seats 2,000, splendid amplification was installed, but no lighting. By the end of the play, it was dusk, with a touch of magic, the surrounding meadow being lit by masses of glowworms. They have never appeared since. I suppose they must have been trodden to death by the home-going audiences. But this was the beginning for me of 37 years of summer Shakespeare. In 1964, 5 and 7, we were invited to give two Sunday performances of our plays and productions at Chichester Festival Theatre in aid of their development fund. For Saturday rehearsals, we were housed in a disused pub with mattresses and blankets provided by the WVS. We worked with minimum scenery. For The Dream, I remember my resourceful stage manager covering the enormous thrust stage with polythene and real grass turfs, which were, at the end were distributed amongst the front-of-house resident staff for their gardens. The resident electrician, Bill Beauvoir, contributed enormously with his imaginative lighting. For the first 21 years at Poulsen, no play was repeated. At the beginning, the audience numbered 1,500, but by the time I retired, they were 20,000. For the last few years, Poulsen has become a festival, including, in addition to Shakespeare, Gilbert and Sullivan, operetta, ballet, old-time musical, and pop concerts. A magnificent feat of organisation on the part of the local committee. Facilities for the theatre have been developed, elaborate sets are designed, and a high degree of efficiency has been achieved.